The writer, producer, actor and comedian David McPhail has died at 76. In a post on Facebook, his son Matt said, "It is with the deepest sadness that I share with you the news that our wonderful husband, father and grandfather died in his sleep last night. He leaves a great big hole in our lives, but not in our hearts. A truly beautiful man." David McPhail was perhaps most famous for his impersonations on hit sitcoms A Week of It and McPhail and Gadsby, including Prime Minister Robert Muldoon, Roger Douglas and even the singer Tina Turner. The comedian, actor and good friend of David McPhail's, Mark Hadlow, says he was an exceptional man.
His humbleness, despite having this crown of greatness as, you know, one of the great achievers of political satire, introduced it to New Zealand, after all, with A.K. Grant and John Gadsby.
What made him such a pioneering figure in New Zealand television comedy?
I think he was so adaptable and so open and listened and was such a great voyeur of people. And all of his exploits with Peter Rowley and John Gadsby and, you know, with the shows that they did. But, oh, the laughs. The laughs and the constant banter. It was honestly, it was fabulous. David was a raconteur. David was a wonderful person, a very good friend, and he is going to be sadly missed. And his family are just, I'm sure, suffering the great loss that I'm sure New Zealand is.
We know him, of course, for his excellent work on A Week of It, Seven Periods with Mr. Gormsby. Do you have any favourites when it comes to his work?
Oh, yeah. We both had the fortune to be cast as the gangsters in Kiss Me, Kate at the Court Theatre. And that's the number, which is the Goyles Today in Society. And we had the 10 o'clock slot number. And every night that we went out together to perform that as the gangsters, I think it was one of the highlights of my life. And my condolences to Anne and Anna and the whole family. It's a huge loss, a huge loss.
And of course, his legendary impression of then Prime Minister Robert Muldoon. Yeah.
Ah, Jesus, I can see it now. Ah, thanks, David. Everybody tries to do it, but they can't do it because David was the best. He really was.
Do you have any, personally, any favourite stories of, obviously you've worked closely with him over the years and been a good friend, any personal stories that come to mind?
He had such wonderful gravitas, you know, could be so open and so sensitive to people's feelings. And, you know, if something was wrong, he would always ask. And that was what was really lovely too. He had a wonderful ability to know what was wrong and loved people, especially his family. Oh, my God. Yeah. God, he was an extraordinary man. We used to laugh and laugh and laugh.
Mark Hadlow there reminiscing about David McPhail, who died last night at 76.